Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
How much did that second half kickoff return take you guys out of what you wanted to do offensively as far as the conservative game plan?
It was tough, obviously. Coming back from 6-0, coming into the second half and having that return, but that's obviously not an excuse to move the ball on offense and get in the red zone to give us opportunity to kick a field goal or score.
What made it so difficult today to get the passing game going
in? Yeah, it was tough. I mean, our focus was running the ball against these guys. Obviously, they're a great defense. Have a great pass rush, but we wanted to run the ball, and that's what we're trying to do. Yeah, I mean, I thought it was good. Our focus was, like I said, was running the ball, and the offensive line and Matt in the backs did a great job of running it.
Jimmy, out of that conservative plan, were there shots you could have taken downfield at some point and just couldn't get there, or was it just not in the offense to really be any kind of aggressive against their pass defense?
It was tough. Obviously took a shot to Josh Bellamy on the sidelines. Try to take a shot, towards the end to Martellus. Just try to push the ball down the field a little bit when, the opportunity was there.
How difficult was the crowd, the noise?
Yeah, it was loud. We knew that coming in, that it was going to be loud. I had the two delayed games, the first one to start the game off. That's all on me. And, I got to get that cleaned up. But that was my fault. Yeah, well, they like to play off and keep everything in front of them and just rally to the ball. Like I said, their front four is, very dynamic and gets to the passer, and that's what they like to do is just, rush with the front four and get to the quarterback and then just, have a shell, on the back end to keep the ball in front of them and make plays.
Not that it made a difference in the game, but on that very first play, you come in and you want to avoid mistakes, avoid penalties. And then you have a delayed game. What really went wrong? Were you just trying to do too much at the line on that?
Yeah, we were trying to do too much at the line. Again, like I said, that's on me, and can't have that.
Jimmy, how much does it hurt you and the offense when you don't have Alshon Jeffrey out there?
It's tough. Alshon's a big playmaker for us, but I thought the receivers played well today when we had our chances to, try to push the ball down the field or, just throw it.
They have 10 drives, 10 punts. How do you process that as you kind of look to flip the page here?
Yeah, that's not good, obviously. We needed to get the ball down in the red zone to try to give us an opportunity to, like I said, kick a field goal or score, but, it just didn't happen.
Jimmy, when we 6-0 at half and then 13-0 before you even got on the field, were there plans to kind of or options to open things up a little bit in the second half when you have them kind of on the defensive a little bit, or were you going to stick with that game plan?
Yeah, that was the game plan. Stick with it, run the ball, and try to take shots when shots were there.
And do you feel like, was that just because this was your first start? If it ends up that you're still a quarterback a few games down the road, do you feel like you'll be able to open things up?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. That's not a question for me to answer. You got to ask, Coach Fox and Adam and those guys that question. But, whatever game plan we have, I just got to go out and execute it to the best of my ability.